MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
And let's start with this. South Africa's security sector is facing a crisis of confidence as we head into the weekend. KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has publicly accused the police minister, Senzo Mthunu, of obstructing probes into political assassinations, colluding with syndicates and sabotaging a task team that investigated hundreds of politically motivated killings. The fallout predictably has sparked nationwide debate on policing, corruption and the president's next move. He is due to address the nation Sunday on this issue. Let's try and make some sense of this. I'm in conversation now with Willem Els from the Institute for Security Studies. Willem, first of all, a real crisis of legitimacy here. These allegations are absolutely extraordinary. What do they reveal, do you think, about the current credibility of the SAPS and its leadership?
Yes, it is extraordinary. And as the president also noticed in his statement, that is of national importance and also security. So what it poses to the police, of course, the trust levels of the public in the police is at an all-time low at 27% at the moment. And this incident might even further deteriorate that trust of the public in the police and in the management of crime in South Africa.
Trust is one issue, but what about the real impact on policing? In practical terms, Willem, could this, what is essentially an internal revolt, have any impact on day-to-day crime fighting, particularly in violent and politically sensitive hotspots?
Of course, it poses a leadership challenge within the police as your police officers. And let me just state, you've got many, many police officers that are straight and they really are there to combat crime and they're doing the right thing. Now, for those guys to perform their duties in an effective way, they need good leadership and they need to trust their leaders in order to do their job. Unfortunately, we do have the bad apples, and it seems that the bad apples are just becoming more and more within the police, and that also deteriorating the trust between the various police officers. Who is corrupt and who is not corrupt? That is your challenge.
What do you think Mkhwanazi's very public attack says about Senzo Mthunu's leadership and political position within government right now?
Well, when he started off just over a year ago as the Minister of Police, he made all the right noises. He came up with good strategy on the different fields, his engagement with public-private sector and state entities in order to form partnerships with the police. All of that, it was positive moves that came from him. And we were full of hope that maybe that will start to turn around what is currently the challenges within the South African Police Service. But given these allegations, and also we must just understand that these are still allegations, it's not been tested in court, but given these allegations, it really poses severe questions towards his credibility and towards, the interference of the police. Because it seems that the line, the divide between your political leadership and your operational leadership of the police has been blurred here.
And a real day of reckoning on Sunday. The president is slated to address this issue at 7 o'clock at the weekend on Sunday. I'm just wondering how much authority he realistically has to act decisively and what you think he needs to say.
Well, in the first place, it is going to depend on what he's being allowed to say. Remember, he is, in the first place, he's the president of the country, but he's also the leader of the ANC, and we know that they govern through consensus. And it's also going to depend what they're going to decide before and then how they're going to deal with this. They do not have a very good track record in dealing with these type of challenges. As we've seen in the past, every time there's a commission of inquiry, it costs us millions of rands. And at the end of the day, the recommendations are not being regarded. So he cannot follow that route this time around. I think this is too serious. And also your saturation levels on grassroots level with corruption and also the looting of the state and the poor governance has reached really levels that are unprecedented. So that might pose a severe challenge for the president and might prompt him to be more decisive in his outcome and also in his leadership. What we need is you can't, who's going to govern the governors? You cannot have a political debate, even though we have to have it, and make the decisive recommendations there, because many of the people that are part of that debate might have been implicated in the revelations by the general. So we need an independent judge, maybe a retired judge, that will have to have a very short time period in order to investigate, and then those findings must be acted on.
Are you concerned about regional instability within KwaZulu-Natal as a result of this? In other words, could it embolden violent local actors?
Of course, you know, it's a volatile province. We saw what happened in 2021 when one of their leaders were implicated and acted on. And so we see here, if you look at the, both Nkunu and of course, Magwanazi are from Natal. But what we picked up on social media, especially and the rhetoric that is running around, is that not only in KwaZulu-Natal, but more specific in KwaZulu-Natal, is that Mkhwanazi is extremely popular with the people on the ground and also with the police officers within KwaZulu-Natal. He's a strong leader, he's a decisive leader, and he's walking in front. So should they act on him as the whistleblower and as the person that stood out now as trying to counter corruption, it might have detrimental responses from the people on the ground.
And what role should Parliament, the public protector, or for that matter, the entire judicial process play right now? And we've got to ask the question whether there's real political will for independent scrutiny here.
Yeah, that is the main question, I think. But the problem with the judiciary and Parliament, as I mentioned, you know, they are all being implicated in this revealings by or revelations by General Mkhwanazi. So even though the judiciary now want to came out with a report or response that is good, but at the end of the day, you know, if you are being implicated, you cannot really do an impartial inquiry. That is why we suggest that a retired judge actually take control. That is one that is being trusted and one that has also proven that he is not being tainted.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Willem Els from the Institute for Security Studies, thank you very much indeed.